Well, good morning and welcome to the Interbet team. Greyvaul, Saturday the 30th of May, 24 pentrometer, 6 meter false rail, and we have a 9 race program. More than half the races are on the poly, so I will tell you as they come up. We start off at 1:10, late start for a 9 race program. Poly track, 1200 meters, maiden plate. Looks like a three-cornered contest. As two tigers come from Joburg, proved last start, got form. The first time a Scotch again has been back to even money. Expect a good run from the Canamare team when they say something like that. They obviously fancy it strongly. It's been gelded and doesn't look like there's much to worry about. Bridget Ann shows pace and goes on the poly for the first time. The interesting horse is Bangkok Magic, had his first run. That was over the 1200 meters on the turf, and it really ran on well, 23-4 for the last 400 meters. Race 2 is the first leg of the Bipod, open maiden, 1600 meters. The favorite is Bright Sunny Day, 6 runs, 2 places. Will it go on the poly? Faree sticks with it, and that's why it's the favorite. But there are a couple of others here that have got chances. 3, Quandura, the Alison Wright inmate with a 4 off its back, 50 kilos. Very nice last poly run, and it's 4 kilos better off than last time when it ran second, 3.7 behind Spanish Feud. That gives it a big chance here. And Green Commander, 3 points better off on the director form, and that was with Bourbon's Beast, number 2, so that's why I like that one. So the 2 Alison Wright horses look like big, big dangers here. Captain T didn't run badly, got 3 points for running second last time. Naval Officer might improve. Cully Bullet gets tongue-tied. It's a very, very ordinary race. I think that the 2 right horses might fight it out with Tony Rivlin's runner. Race 3, Class 3, Fillies and Mares, 1,400 meters. Julia Tango won and got 5 points. But the Flucker is the most interesting horse here. She's won 5 out of her last 8 starts. 3 forward motion. I think this filly will improve on the poly. I think that she'll love the poly. Come back from a rest and had her warm-up run, and she'll probably go on from here. 1 Smart Cookie. Faree's ridden it once and won on it once. That's number 4. Perilla, good form. Gavin Lorena jumps on her. Bright and Brazen, Michaela Mikkel. And that comes into the race for the chance as well, because it goes on the poly for the first time and shows pace. Right, we go on to the carryover, pick 6. Race 4, this is a maiden juvenile plate, 1,400 meters. Impressive comes from Joburg, gets Yeni, good form, and way ahead of the speed rating. Goes into everything. Kaz from Alcatraz, this might improve. Ignore its last start, it was drawn 10 out of 10, and now gets Andrew Fortune, big, big jockey plus. And then 10 and 11, 10 Benny and Paul, Peter Muska's runner, backed first time out, and looks like a big player here, and they backed his horse in the last, so this might be the Muscat double. 11, Coast of the Sun. Drawn wide last time, drawn wide this time, ran on very well first time, and will do probably the same here. Race 5, the Lonsdale, 2,400 meters. Well, Curious Girl, very hard to look past her. She got 53.5 on her back, won the Derby, and she won it well. If she does get beaten, I think there's only 3 horses. 5 Saxon Dynasty, good win last time, now going a bit of a trip. The run before that wasn't bad at all, so he comes in well, Saxon Dynasty, with a merit rating of 90. He's only had 8 runs this horse. He might actually be a lot better than you think, out of a Dynasty mare. 9 Continental Express, course and distance, 3 runs, 2 wins. Van der Merwe gets a ride on him, Zaki can't do the weight. And then 10 Douglas Dragon, there's an interesting horse, comes from Joburg. He's got 52 on his back, and he might improve because he did win very well over 2,400 meters. He might have come in under the radar. Race 6, the Will Abington, 2,000 meters. Well, this is a gift for wish list. Can she lose it? I don't think she can, but in my bigger perm, I'm going to take 3 Rainbow Lorikeet and 4 Call Me Jetrix, because the pace is going to be the key here. I don't think we're going to get any pace at all. You might find Minogue goes to the front. She did that in Joburg, and she got collared by Call Me Jetrix. Race 7, Daily News, 2,000 metres. Well, the July favourite steps out here. Note to self, it was given a very soft run last time. He's a very nice horse. Got beaten my wish list in the Derby. His form before that was convincing. But this is no gimme. Hazy Daisy nearly won the Triple Crown for the fillies, so expect that to go well. Jan van Goyen, this is the talking horse, the champion two-year-old of South Africa. Lost his way, he's been gelded. Pretty nice race last time, and this is probably what he'd been prepped for, so don't leave him out of anything. Chronicle King might go to the front and hold them all up, which would be to his advantage. And then Star Major, I think, is a big danger to note to self. Won extremely well last time, came from way back and mowed them down. To win a guineas like that, very, very impressive. Race 8, Class 4, 1,200 metres. One Thought Control, don't leave this one out. Moodley rode it last time. My each-way play of the day, she should run extremely well here. Two Mystic Dancer, another one at a big price. Loves the Polly. Third run, everything in its favour, and gets Rachel Vinnick a big plus. The favourite is 7 Captain's Pride. All the money for this one on the run before last behind Buttercup Baby. Could win, but no good thing. 5 What a Star won really well last time and got a 5-point penalty and could go well here again. But Moodley's taken the ride on Thought Control. I thought that was a very big pointer here. And then 6 Ruby Rising. Have a close look at this one. Will improve over the 1,200 metres. Race 9, Class 4, 1,200 metres. Black Forest ran on, but I think this is Little Boy Blue's race. Really looks like the goods. His last run wasn't bad at all. Tongue Tie and Lorena. Danger 2, Gallic Victor. Put that into all your play. And 7, Winter in London. Ran on well last time from a very, very poor draw. And that should be able to sort you out for the day. The sport is very interesting. Champions League final, where Arsenal take on PSG at 6 p.m. And the IPL finals tomorrow between the Royal Challengers and the Goodrich Titans. The Goodrich Titans completely dismantled the Royals yesterday. They played exceptionally well. And I think the Titans might be able to win this. Have a great day from me, James Goodman, and the whole Interbit team.